I'm not surprised because the talent of the people that we have as athletes is amazing. So I'm not surprised. I would tell you I'm more excited by it because I think that that's Special Olympics living the mission.
Welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin Athlete Voice podcast, where our goal is to share stories from around the state of Wisconsin with Special Olympics athletes, our volunteers, and folks who are deeply involved in the organization. And I'm here with my co-host, Ed Castern. Edward, how's it going today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And Ed, we are super excited about our guest today. Can you introduce him for us?
He's Mike Grubin, the board chair, yes.
Mike, you are board chair now, and you have been involved with the organization for how long?
So I've been on the board. This is my seventh year. In my past, I've been involved with Special Olympics Illinois as well. So I've had a couple of stints with Special Olympics in my career.
And what got you involved in the first place? Did somebody ask you? How did you find the movement?
Honestly, my Special Olympics journey started not with Special Olympics, but with muscular dystrophy. So I was, when I was in school, when I was in late middle school, first year of high school, I think, my brother had a classmate who had muscular dystrophy. And my mom, to her credit, raised us really well in that, you know, she wanted us to make sure we are inclusive of everybody in where we grew up in kind of central Illinois. And we got really involved with that. Unfortunately he passed, early on in his life. But we always stayed committed to some of those events and started doing, it wasn't unified sports at that point in time. This was in the early 1980s. But it kind of was unified sports. And so we did soccer in the community that we lived and started doing things with athletes with intellectual and physical disability, not just intellectual. And so I got started there. When I went to college, I went to university, Northern Illinois University. My first job out of college was in a management role with Six Flags Theme Parks. And in the Chicago area, we did a lot of work for the Illinois Special Olympics. They did a huge event in Chicago, the city of Chicago, and we provided games and plush from the theme park to help raise money. And so I got involved. That's how I got back involved with Special Olympics. Then my family, we moved to Wisconsin, and I was working for Advocate Aurora Health for a while and got connected with Vince Vitrano and some of those individuals. And that got me involved with Special Olympics Wisconsin. So that was about 7 years ago. And that's been my journey.
When you went to your first Special Olympics Wisconsin event, what did you think of our athletes?
It's the coolest experience for me ever. And I will tell you, the first event I went to, I was nervous a little bit too, because I was on the board of directors, and it was the first time I was on the board for Special Olympics. And so I wanted to make sure I made a good first impression. I wanted to make sure I was doing the right things, So I to be honest, it was pretty nervous. And it was a soccer tournament that was the first event that I went to. And I gave out medals. That's what I did. I helped with the LETR group and gave out medals. But I got there and watched a lot of events and tried to introduce myself to people and get to know people a little bit. And it was a great experience. Everyone was wonderful. It didn't take long to become not nervous, but I was a little nervous, to be honest.
And how has that evolved for you? I mean, when I see you at different sporting events or state games now, Mike, I see you've got friends greeting you, and you're just part of the teams now. Can you describe how that's evolved for you over the years?
It's a lot of it's just going out and talking. So I've always tried to talk to families when I'm out there and introduce myself. But I've done some unified things. So I've gotten to play, I did unified tennis with some groups. I've done scorekeeping at basketball games. I've gone to some of the skill elements. I've done a lot of bowling where I've monitored lanes. So I mean, just getting out, you know, the athletes remember everybody. I mean, they're amazing. They remember so much detail. I wish I was that good at remembering the detail. And so just getting out and talking to people, asking questions. They ask me a lot of questions. That's how I've kind of got comfortable with it. It's just kind of let your inhibitions go and smile and talk to people and listen genuinely. It's got to be genuine, right? The unified experiences was the best ones for me because you were really involved in a lot of different ways and you got to meet family members, which was kind of cool. I would say the other thing, Addie, that I would add to that is, you know, in my board time, I've got involved in the LETR side a lot and getting to know some of them as well. And I think that's helped a lot as well because, you know, whenever you're interacting with the LETR group, usually there's athletes involved in something, whether it's Cop on a Rooftop or at any of the events. So I think that's helped a lot as well.
In board of directors roles, you have a responsibility really, you know, to provide oversight of the organization to ensure that donors' funds are being used in a, you know, financially responsible manner. You really do carry a responsibility and a role of ensuring that a nonprofit organization is running the way it says it's running, correct? I mean, can you describe how just the responsibility of that and kind of your commitment to the athletes in the state?
Being a board member isn't just a recognition thing to say I'm a board member, right? It's work. It's not operational because Chad and you, Addie, and the staff at Special Olympics, you know what you're doing, right? We're there to support you in that sense, but we're also there to make sure that the mission of Special Olympics is being achieved. So we have that responsibility of making sure that that's in place so that the athletes and all the services that Special Olympics offers for the community and our athletes are available. And some of that is financial too, right? And making sure that, you know, we're sending follow-up letters to our state representatives. We're reaching out to the budget committee separately just so that they know and hear from us as board members that here's needs that we have for Special Olympics Wisconsin. The other thing I would say is we try to interact with other states and learn what they're doing as well. And so are there programs for our athletes that other states are using that might be a good idea for Wisconsin or sharing, you know, the board of directors for Wisconsin has started, and Wisconsin Special Olympics in general has gotten a really good reputation amongst Special Olympics International. So we're starting to get a lot of people call us and learn what we're doing as well and sharing some of that. So athletes in Wisconsin, it's great. It's good to know that you're not just influencing Wisconsin, but you're influencing all the states in the United States too.
Mike, are you surprised by the athlete growth, like the athlete voice? Like, for instance, like I got hired, Jamie got hired. Are you surprised that the growth by that? Like, did you ever see that coming or did that just kind of hit you?
I'm not surprised because the talent of the people that we have as athletes is amazing. So I'm not surprised. I would tell you I'm more excited by it because I think that's Special Olympics living the mission and not just providing for from an athletic point of view or a healthy athlete, but from a career point of view as well. So I'm excited by it. I'm proud that we're doing that and we demonstrate that. So I'm proud of the staff for doing that. I'm not surprised though, because I've met so many athletes and I mean, companies that aren't hiring our athletes are making a big mistake because we have really talented people.
I mean, before my job at Special Olympics, I was looking for a job for 10 or 12 years. So thank you guys for giving me the opportunity. I wanted to say thank you to you personally.
And I appreciate your thanks. I think Chad, Addie, and the team at Special Olympics deserve that the most because they're the ones that are living the mission from that standpoint. But as a board member, I'm proud of that too. And I know we play a role in that, but it's really nice to see, and hear compliments from you like that. And by the way, you're not the only one I've heard that from. Others, that, as you know, Edward, that are employed and working in those in different roles, say the same things, which is really exciting to hear.
Because we have a lot of talented athletes, and I just think we're at the forefront. So.
Yeah, I could not agree more, and I can promise you that my commitment to that, and not just me, the board's commitment to that, is to continue to encourage and support that as well.
And we have athletes on our board of directors too, Mike. I mean, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so the board of directors always has, our bylaws state we're going to always have two athletes on the board. And they serve a term. And after their term, we are always working to identify athletes. So I've got to work with six different athletes in my time so far, and actually seven. And so we're always looking for athletes who are interested in that. And we go through a process not different than what you went through, Edward, in applying for a job. That, you know, they interview, they go through the process to understand what a board role is, and they actively participate in our board meetings four times a year. And so it's great. And you know, they demonstrate true leadership, not just as a board member, but for the athlete community as well.
Well, and what I love about that is, our athletes who serve on our board, they chime in so organically in those conversations. We could be discussing any kind of a topic, and all of a sudden, one of our athlete board members might just make us pause and say, mm-hmm. but here's a different perspective that we're not tapping into. And to watch how everyone in the room takes that in and adjusts their way of thinking, it's really powerful stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, Eddie, you know, referring to a question that you mentioned before on how I got involved, how, you know, the things that I did to get more of an understanding, I would tell you athletes being on the board played a big role in that. Right. So, Jake Casper was on the board for a period of time. He and I would meet before each board meeting and go through the notes, the minutes, talk about things that he thinks are important to come up with. And we'd talk through where, you know, when and how to do that, and what he, you know, if he had any questions, I could answer questions for him. And I learned a lot by being able to have a lot of those side conversations with him. And I learned a ton about what's important to the athlete community, engaging with Jake and others who have been on the board.
And we also have a mentorship program for our board members. It's not our board members mentoring athletes. It's in the reverse. Yeah. Can you describe that?
Every new board member or every board member gets paired with an athlete. And the goal of that program is for the board to get to understand more and learn more about everything about what Special Olympics really means, and how different elements, the athlete community, the general community, are impacted by it. And they spend time, they go to practices, they attend events, they have dinners or lunches with athletes. They get to meet their families. Some have them over for holidays now. It's really grown. And I can tell you, and I'm not exaggerating, if every single board member was sitting on this podcast with us, they would have a smile on their face and be talking about what a fabulous experience it's been. And I believe the athletes that are participating would do the same thing. It's really, honestly, in the time that I've been on the board, it's probably one of the best elements we've added to our board of directors, is that mentor program, since I've been on the board.
I have so much fun hearing the stories from our board members of the different activities they're doing with their athlete mentors, or like you said, going and watching them in games, going shopping with them. And it's not forced. It is incredibly, it's because they all just have a desire to hang out with each other. They've become genuine friends.
Yeah. I think the only forced part is the first meeting, right? It's like, okay, get the first one going. And then after that, it's like they were neighbors or grew up in the same class in school, you know, early, yeah. Their whole life. So it is the most natural, process that I've seen, which is, other states are talking to us about that, about integrating that in, because everyone's hearing about that. It's just a great experience.
Mike, can you talk to me more about the co-chair? Because Chad was saying something about the co-chair. There's going to be like a new co-chair of the board. He wanted to ingrain that in there? And
once the board, new board chair takes over, so every board chair has a 2-year term, right? And then they have a term 1 year after that as an outgoing board chair. At the same time, we nominate an incoming board chair so that there's time for them to learn what the board chair is doing, so they could, it's a smooth transition. There always will be an incoming board chair as part of our executive committee and as part of the board of directors. And Edward, I'll tell you, our, you know, with the board, you know, one of the really cool things about Special Olympics when we talk about inclusion is that my term as board chair ends at the end of this year. And Stacy Alexagen is going to be coming on as the next board chair. And Stacy is going to be the first woman chair, board chair for Special Olympics Wisconsin ever, which is, we're really proud of that, we're making that transition. And she, by the way, is probably going to be the best board chair ever, just because she's an incredible person and is so passionate about Special Olympics. So I'm really excited about that transition and Stacy taking the board chair on at the first of the year. So that'll be really exciting. And I think what you just brought up, it's something we'll just continue to talk about and see how, if there's options to do that, do more with athletes in that space.
And what's your vision for the future, Mike? If you had to think of, you know, one or two things that you want to see Special Olympics Wisconsin evolve to or do more of, what's on your wish list?
As board chair, there's three things that I was hoping to accomplish as board chair. One is continuing to evolve the relationship with LETR, because it's such an important partnership. The second is developing the strengthening the relationships with the sports teams, the Packers and the Brewers and the Bucks and the Admirals. And I think we've continued to do that. I would love to see that continue to evolve more, because I think there's so much that can happen there. And the third was the development of the staff, because the athletes depend on, just like the Special Olympics is all about our athletes, the staff is a critical cog in that wheel, right? And so culture of the organization and development and retention of the staff, to me, were the three priorities. I'd love to see that continue. I think the other thing for me is we have a great pool of athletes, and yet there's so many persons with intellectual disabilities that aren't a part of Special Olympics, right? And how do we continue to expand our athlete base? And that means raising more dollars. That means getting more support from the state. That means doing more events as we grow that space. So to me, I think that would be a wonderful thing to continue to see.
And Mike, reflecting back on your time as board chair and your time through getting involved with Special Olympics, how has it changed your perspective about people with intellectual disabilities? And how has it shaped you as a person?
Well, boy, I think we need another two podcasts for me to answer that question. I tell people all the time there's never a day that I attend. Every time I attend something related to Special Olympics, I go home with a smile on my face and just inspired by the people that I'm around. If I had to summarize it in one word, it's inspiring is probably the biggest thing. How it changed me from my view of individuals with intellectual disability. I didn't need any kind of understanding of that. I have complete faith that the talent is there, but every time I interact with someone, I continue to be, you know, not surprised. That's because I'm not surprised by that, but just amazed at the talent that's there. So I can't wait to get to those events, because and I probably ignore things I should be doing because I want to go more talk to people than anything else. But the simple word for me, Edward, is an inspirational impact on me.
And I just want to say, Mike, thank you for thank you for being, I don't know if you were on the board when you hired Chad, but that was a good hire, because Chad's everywhere. He's at all the events. And when he says he's going to be somewhere, he is somewhere. He's always interacting with our athletes, always doing something. He is Amazing.
I will tell you, probably one of the best decisions that has happened since I've been on the board. I think one of the best programs is the Athlete Mentor Program, but the best decision we made is bringing Chad into the organization. I mean, there's a lot of amazing people, and so, but he's been a bright spot that we're going to continue to leverage and love for the rest of our time with Special Olympics. So.
Well, I'm so glad too, Mike, that you touched on just that feeling of being, you know, leaving these events and being awestruck, because I think every podcast we can, Ed and I talk about the fact of inviting folks to, even if you're not ready to volunteer, just come watch, be a fan in the stand.
Yeah.
And you're going to leave just having your soul shining. It's impossible to not.
Yeah. So. It's you could do anything you can try to prevent it, and you can't. It's true. You're going to walk away just, you know, a better person and just happy. And we need that. We need the smile. We need to see that we need to see the positive in things. Everybody does. And absolutely. And I think that's one of the many magical experiences you get with Special Olympics.
Without Special Olympics, I know the sky is the limit as far as my potential now, and I know the sky is the limit as far as my job growth. But without Special Olympics, I wouldn't have the confidence to go on to college or even know, because a lot of these athletes, some of their bright spots are the events, and that's the only time they get out, because otherwise they feel very isolated and, you know, they don't have any friends, or they, you know, don't do a whole lot. So this is that's their bridge, you know.
Yeah, you're so right. And, you know, we all need those bridges. All of us need those. And Edward, I would say, I would encourage you continue to share that story, right? Because people do need that bridge, and they need to hear stories from people like you who've crossed that bridge. So keep telling that story. That leadership it'll have a huge impact on a lot of people.
And Mike, we thank you so much for sharing your story too, because your testimony of how you've really just gotten involved in the movement in all ways, and how we know you will continue to after you retire as board chair. We are beyond grateful in the state of Wisconsin for your service. So thank you so much.
No, I appreciate that, and the gratefulness is absolutely mutual in that sense. So it is a two-way street in that sense.
Well, Ed and I would like to encourage our listeners to do what Mike's doing. Listen to his story, get involved, give us a try, come to some of our events. We have some significant events coming up throughout the summer. If you have any interest in joining us, please check out our website at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Follow us on our social media channels. You are invited and you are welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in today.